This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Have 7 after the hour on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, working on things that are of interest and import. A lot of things floating around. There are always rumors. Every day we think we're talking about the news, but then there are rumors, and does that become fake news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The new movie about Ted Kennedy called Chappaquiddick, or at least his experience on the Chappaquiddick Bridge, which a lot of people thought was long ago forgotten, being revived in several different ways. There was a television episodic adventure, excuse me, dealing with this last year, and now comes the theater release. Is it this week or next week?
I think it's this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
I think.
Okay. So the story is about Ted Kennedy and the fact that he didn't know Mary Jo Kopechne, supposedly, now according to the new info from a CIA operative, he didn't know. He was so drunk he didn't know she was in the car. Now, that doesn't flush or square with most of the information that has been prominent to this point, that he, in fact, was hustling her, and then she wanted to go home, and he said, okay, I'll take you home. And he drives the car. There's a black Oldsmobile. I remember it like it was yesterday. Drives it off of the bridge. He gets out. She drowns. He's so drunk he doesn't know. Well, at the time, he knew the square here is that this guy didn't abandon. This guy says that Ted Kennedy didn't abandon Mary Jo because he didn't know she was in the car. He knew she was in the car when they left the compound, because that's why he left, to bring her home.
No, but see, that's totally not what this story is. This CIA operative is saying he was having an affair with a married woman and who was married to a high-profile politician. He drove that woman home and didn't know this other woman was in the back seat, because she had passed out drunk in the back seat. So that's the interesting thing about this new report, and that especially in time for this movie or whatever. But that's a totally different story. And then the CIA was not covering up the death of the woman in the back seat. They were covering up the affair, because that he didn't want that to get out, that he was having an affair with this married woman, and I don't know who she was married to, but they say it was a very high profile politician. So that's actually what the cover up was, and it happened later on that
so he
died.
Yeah. Well, so where's the other woman that was in the car? The other woman got out with Kennedy and Mary Jo.
And the CIA agent says that they drove the woman home, and Kennedy went home his separate way after the car crash. And that they, and then later on, they found out that this other woman who had passed out drunk in the back seat had died.
So why now is this just coming out?
I don't know.
Good question.
Because the movie, I guess.
Well, I don't know.
Why is his interpreted, why is his story, when there have been so many other stories, books, magazine articles, interviews, movies, TV shows about this thing,
but there's another,
ad nauseum.
I don't know, but there's a second CIA operative who's actually corroborated this guy's story, too. So
but
I think there's going to be more to come out with it.
Okay, so why has it taken, again, this long?
I don't know.
Did the Kennedys have that much of a stranglehold on the operations, whether it was the CIA at the time or the FBI? If that's the case, this is even more scurrilous than it was thought to have been in the first place.
Yeah.
And the fact that this woman died for she was drunken in the back seat of the car. Okay, so she goes to sleep it off in the car, and they don't know she's there. How do you get into a car unless you're blasted and not know there's somebody in the back seat of the car?
Well, he probably was drunk.
Yeah,
but
of course he was drunk.
But
he was drunk all the time. The stories were about his wife being drunk. She started drinking with him.
Yeah.
And he but just had a higher tolerance for it. Than
wasn't he drunk because they drove off the road, so he was obviously
drove
drunk.
Drove off the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the other thing that's interesting is another person who apparently knew Ted and the family back in 1969 also said that this was actually the real story. And mm-hmm. that the operatives said that cops, local cops, when they showed up, they knew the politician's wife had been in the car because she left her purse in the front seat. So that was all part of the cover-up, too. No one ever really knew. Everyone thought it was Ted and this Mary Jo lady. No one ever mm-hmm. knew that this politician's wife was in the car as well.
And nobody wants to say who the politician's wife was.
I think it's going to come out now. I'm sure TMZ is covering this story, so you know they're going to figure out who it was.
They'll be doing a lot of digging.
But I think it's so interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting, and there are a couple of other things. You always hear me rail about the old man who was just a really bad dude. And I can't.
Right.
I find myself, you know, my mother said, and your mother probably said, if you haven't got something good to say about somebody, don't say it at all. I mostly stick to that rule,
but
when it comes to old man, that's an overrated rule. Old man Kennedy was nothing but he was a dirty, scurrilous, scumbag pig.
But
he was a horrible, just horrible human being. And he's played up, he actually played quite well in this movie by Bruce Dern, who's one of our great character actors, who I'll never forget. An interview he did with Johnny Carson. There was a movie that came out in the 1970s. John Wayne was called The Cowboys. It was a story about John Wayne leading a band of young children who had to move cattle. It was a cattle drive, and he couldn't find anybody to work for him, so he went to a school, and he took all the young boys from the school, and they became the drovers. And along the way, they run into the bad guys. And the bad guy is Bruce Dern. The baddest of the bad guys is Bruce Dern early in his career. And he played a lot of bad guys early in his career. And during the course of the movie, spoiler for those people who haven't seen it, he shoots and kills John Wayne. And he said to Johnny Carson he couldn't get a job for a year and a half after that because he was on a blacklist because he was the first person in any movie to ever kill John Wayne.
Wow.
Anyway, so he's the bad guy in this movie, too, playing Joe Kennedy. But it looks like in the previews he does it pretty well. And so anyway, the story continues, and it's about the old man and the relationship Ted Kennedy had with him and his wife. A lot of the stuff is rehash of old things. There's some well-known, I just have become aware of you, Kara told me about Ed Helms when I saw him in that movie last year. I had never seen him before, and you said, oh, he was here and there and on this TV show and that TV show. I've seen him in three or four movies since then, and he's very good at playing different kinds of roles. I think he's maybe just coming into his own, but he's in this movie as Kennedy's assistant trying to figure out how to cover this all up. This was a huge cover-up, and the news media was completely a co-conspirator. All the reporters knew what went on. And it's so to sort of say, to underscore what you just said, Victoria, it's taken until now for the people who dig into this kind of dirt to find out what really happened.
Mm.
Because they had so much power, so much influence on the press that you never, and the best example was Kennedy and all of his affairs never got reported. There was a hush. They all, you know, they didn't cover things
so,
like that.
So are you saying that you think this could be plausible then? That this
what
new...
you're saying about, yeah, I am saying, yeah, anything's possible with that bunch. Anything is possible. It really is. So if it's, but I'm going to go see the movie.
Yeah.
I certainly will go see
That's
the movie.
That's a movie I'd want to see for sure.
Yeah, right. Yep, there it is. Okay, so we just did a free, 7-minute plug for the movie?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Check it in the mail.
This new theory of what happened is not in the movie, though.
No, it's not.
It's not connected, unfortunately, so it'll probably be just more of the same
but
old story.
But if TMZ is on it and they're working on it every day, it certainly will help promote the movie. Say, oh, let's find out what's going on. Let's see that movie.
True.
Especially for people that are your age or Kara's age, and maybe in Victoria, all the people who are under 40 who know not much about the Kennedy story other than the, you know, the kind of...
It's the first time we're really exposed to it, I think, for sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. Whereas it's old stuff for my generation, but it isn't for yours. 16 after the hour. Here's something that's good and new and fresh and wonderful and smart. If you're hiring, this is the easiest, most streamlined way. It doesn't take a lot of time. When you're busy and you're hiring, you need to have ZipRecruiter on your side. And ZipRecruiter will be on your side if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it first time around free. And on the other side, people who are looking for work, looking for a new job, want to get out of where you are, benefits aren't good enough, whatever it is. You don't like the boss. It's a myriad of things. You're better than the job allows you to be. Let's ramp it up. Let's get your resume posted on one of those job boards. And then because ZipRecruiter has its tentacles out, or the spiders or whatever they call those things that search everything that's out there in the World Wide Web, they'll find you. ZipRecruiter finds you. And they'll put you together with the job prospect that most suits you. So it's good for both sides. And that's the difference here. ZipRecruiter has the ability to get you the quality candidate you need in just one day. Easy to use. The dashboard lets you manage the hiring process from beginning to end right there at ZipRecruiter.com. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Been used by businesses of all sizes and shapes. You hear me talk every once in a while about like PayPal and Dell and Chevrolet, General Motors, UPS, all use ZipRecruiter to find new hires. You can use them too, first time around free, courtesy of our deal we put together with ZipRecruiter to get you excited about using them. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
Of the Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And change at the hour here on the DJV experience. Ryan Reynolds showed off a new bright pink version of his Deadpool costume in a new video auctioning off the costume to raise money in the fight against cancer for the nonprofit excuse me.
Yeah, you can't say it on the air, but that is the actual name of the nonprofit.
How do you go on Google? That's how do we look this one up?
F cancer.
Yes, yeah. Okay. The special message that he relayed was he explained the pink suit was for the world to see that I have a big old heart on. That's heart with a T for my new obsession, pink, the color, not the singer. He says, I'm more of a Celine guy. That would be Celine Dion, probably.
Right.
Participants can donate anywhere from $10 to $5,000 to the cause for a chance to win that pink Deadpool suit. Donations of over a grand or more included other gifts like a signed movie poster or a personalized voicemail message recorded by Ryan Reynolds in the character. As for what the winner can do with the suit, should he or she be selected, Ryan offered a couple of options, including adding it to your S&M collection or nailing it to a post in order to scare off birds, children, and the elderly. I put it out in the garden as a scarecrow.
Yeah. Right? That would work.
Yeah. For that. Right. So that's good. All right. Let's move into some music news here on the DJV show. This is one of my favorite all-time groups, or all-time favorite groups, put the modifier in the right place. Fleetwood Mac. Second week in a row. A meme is helping an older song climb on the charts at Billboard magazine. This song, Rumors, well, actually, this is Dreams from Rumors, the album, entered the chart number 14 thanks to its usage in a meme showing people dancing to the song, which hit number one in 1977. June 1977, this song was number one. There was a tweet from a Twitter user, which makes good sense, right? Because who else would
tweet? Yeah.
A Twitter user complaining about the band reading Fleetwood Mac's music is so boring you can't even dance to it. Oh. The tweet was followed by a counter argument of a 38-second video, which showed a marching band's dance team doing a choreographed routine to Dreams. And so the widespread sharing of this tweet, which earned over 100,000 retweets and 300,000 likes as of the other day, other similar tweets referencing the meme helped spark the song's 36% surge in downloads. So who likes this song?
I love it.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's amazing that because of this meme, the song has racked up almost 2 million on-demand streams.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. This is great. Well, they just have that. There's something about their music, the singing, the way the orchestration, it's just all smooth.
Well, Stevie's voice, too. I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan, so.
Yeah, but Mick on the drums and, you know, that it just fits. It's good. All right, let's see what else we got here musically. Little Big Town being honored at the Recording Academy's Grammys on the Hill Awards. Little Big Town, big country act, right, Jennifer?
That's right. They're the ones that gave us Pontoon.
Pontoon. Well, they'll be among the special honorees saluted at the Recording Academy's 2018 Grammys on the Hill Awards, taking place the 18th of this month at Hamilton Live in Washington. The band being recognized for its advocacy efforts in music education and for supporting the Academy's Music Cares charity. The evening's other honorees include reps. Don't know who's reps. What's reps?
Representatives Judy Chu, who's a Democrat from California.
Oh, I
Doug
see
Collins,
what this is.
Who is a Republican from Georgia.
Oh, so there we go. There's the story update on Little Big Town at 28 after the hour.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech.com, the world's leader in vehicle accessories, where we strive to continually exceed our customers' expectations. As a customer myself, I only work with companies with the same mission. AmericanEagle.com, our web design, development, and hosting company, has continually exceeded my expectations since the last century. That's how long WeatherTech has been a customer of AmericanEagle.com. We've grown our business tremendously over the last 17 years, and our website has been a key to our growth. What I like about AmericanEagle.com is that they're a family-run business and financially stable, so I don't have to worry about them disappearing on me, and they focus on my business goals and objectives. If you're in need of serious, experienced, and expert website design, development, strategy, and hosting, contact AmericanEagle.com. They've done it for me at WeatherTech.com, and they'll do it for you.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1. AmericanEagle.com, 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
For at the hour now, continuing to troll through the dictates of the day. This is the DJV show with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara at the controls. The world of broadcasting has been talking amongst itself. It's like shop talk in a sense. I think it took a while for this particular item to grab hold. There's a very large broadcasting ownership group called Sinclair Broadcasting. They own about 170 stations around the country. More, I think, I could be corrected, but I don't think there's another company that owns more stations, more properties than they do. And they're in medium markets. They're in a lot of the same cities, communities that we're in, medium market stations, and some more on the West Coast, bigger markets than on the East Coast. So there's been a kerfuffle the last week or so about something that the folks that work on air at Sinclair were told to do by management. And so this has made, it has fed into the left-wing conspiracy or the right-wing conspiracy, depending on which way you read this. But all of the Sinclair corporate anchors were told, instructed by the heads of the company to deliver this copy on camera. I'm going to read what they have. Are all of you familiar with this, by the way? Have you all heard this story?
Yeah, all the anchors were forced to read the same copy, right?
Right. And here's what the copy was. quote, "I'm concerned about the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, national media outlets are publishing these same fake stories without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the national media are using their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. We understand truth is neither politically left or right. Our commitment to factual reporting is the foundation of our credibility now more than ever." So, whatever, however that was, I don't know that it's that was the cause of the kerfluffle more than management saying, you have to read this on the air.
What caused the kerfuffle is that a website called Deadspin took every single one of these anchors reading it, and they created this really creepy video with hundreds of reporters saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that got a lot of traction. I don't think it's unheard of for...
Why did it get traction, in your opinion, Jennifer?
Because I think it comes off as creepy to hear 100 people saying the same thing in front of a news, especially with a newsroom background, I think, behind them. But when you think about what Sinclair did, they asked their anchors to read this fight against fake news. Okay, I guess take it for what you will. Maybe it was politically motivated. Maybe it wasn't. But I think in this day and age, to think that corporations are not controlling the news flow in this country is so naive. Of course,
silly.
Sinclair Broadcast does it. So does CNN. So does MSNBC. Tell
so
me about
Fox.
Investigative. Yeah, so does Fox. Absolutely.
Yep.
So tell me that there is, like, let's name an investigative reporter that we know of that actually goes out and hunts down stories.
Geraldo Rivera.
Maybe, but they were told, now they're told by their news director, who's on directive from their corporate office, to follow stories in a certain manner. And that's what really, that's where the, I think a lot of people take on fake news and they think, okay, well, reporters aren't lying to me. That's not fair to say reporters are lying to me. No, but the person who dictates what's going to be covered on the newscast, that is where that gatekeeper has a very important role in society, and it is dictated by corporations.
Let me underscore what you're saying with another story, but underscore in real terms. I've been on the air now. It appears I may be the senior Monday through Friday broadcaster in the country at the moment, longer on the air than anybody else who's doing Monday through Friday programming. So I've had a good deal of experience on my own. I've run the news radio station in Boston. I ran for almost 2 years. I have run stations. I've been on stations. I know that the management of the station, this was in the mid-80s, wanted me to slant the news to the right because they felt that the former owners had slanted it to the left. And I refused, and that's really ultimately what got me fired. But along the way, I had some interesting experiences with the people in the newsroom, including because at the time WEI was the major union station in Boston. We had 15 full-time anchors and reporters, and I think a half a dozen or so part-timers, and they all belonged to AFTRA, which was the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and now it's merged with SAG, and maybe that's too much inside, but those are the unions that represent people that you see on the air or that you hear. So the fellow who was the shop steward at that time in the mid-80s was a guy named Rod Fritz, who had become well known as not only a good anchor at that time. He was known around the city as being one of the premier news anchors. And he also was a union, the management called him a union stooge because he came after me. He and I have been friends for years, and he was very angry at me because I fired a couple of guys that he didn't want me to fire or didn't like the way I fired him or whatever it was. It's a story that isn't important to the overall story. But he was really the guy in charge of the union. So he moved on, worked for WRKO, which is also a big station in the city, and has spent the last 12 years, 13, maybe 14 years of his career. The all-news station moved from WEI to WBZ in Boston, and he went over there and has been the shop steward there. So recently, not to belabor the story, but all the ownership changes of the CBS stations as a result of a big merger changed, management changed, and the new people that bought the radio station, the news radio station, told all the people that are on the staff they're all fired. And they don't, you know, they could reapply for the jobs, but they weren't going to automatically be brought over. So Rod created a huge, huge turmoil to the point that he went to the Senate, and because of his position, knowing all these people that are senators and reps in Massachusetts, he got them to put pressure on the company to hire the folks that were at the other station. In other words, they were told, you want to get the license transferred, you better keep the staff that's there. And so they did. Rod's employment contract came up as of the 1st of April, and guess what? He got fired. He got fired for being not a bad newsman, because he has almost 40 years of credentials being on the air at four different stations in Boston, but because he was the union goon. He was the union manager. He was considered to be the problem. So instead of keeping somebody who's on the air that's good, nah, let's fire him because we're going to make a statement. Don't you guys get out of line. And I suppose that's been done forever, not just in the radio and television business, but in any business. So, but the pressure that was put on him and others because of, and there's a certain political bent to this because he was liberal, but he was a good newsman, but he's still, the news people in Boston, generally speaking, are all pretty liberal. And so, you know, who knows? And the management of the company that bought the station is not. And so is that a message as well? It's so deeply, it's taken me a long time to get to this, but I thought you'd be interested in the story, the background of the story. But what I'm saying is it's so deeply rooted now, and the companies are so big. The two biggest radio companies are bankrupt, both of them. And that has... it has taken an unbelievable toll on what you hear on the air. And so with Sinclair having bought a whole bunch more stations, or in the process of buying a whole bunch more stations, it is back now to the concentration of ownership in the news media. I don't know how to count. I don't know there is a counter to it. Maybe there isn't. But you ought to be aware of what really is going on. You are naive. I had this conversation with my accountant on Monday when I was over doing my taxes, because he was talking, he's very liberal, and he was talking about how he loved MSNBC and they were that was the real news. And I looked at him, I said, Stuart, are you crazy? What are you talking about? He says, oh no, everything on MSNBC is the truth. I laughed at him. I said, you're so full of crap. I didn't say crap either. There's no more fully truth on MSNBC that there is. Oh, he says Fox and CNN, they don't have the truth. I said none of them have the truth. And if you and this is a smart guy,
try to figure out what the truth is.
Yeah,
it's like being an active listener. You have to watch all the networks, and then usually somewhere in the middle is where you find the truth. But really, I think so many people focus on the news and the news reporters and their angles. And look, it is very obvious sometimes for some reporters to not be able to hide their bias. And I'm not talking about the Rachel Maddows or the Don Lemons or the Sean Hannitys, because they're paid to give their opinion and to present news in a certain way. I'm talking about like Jim Acosta. You can tell he has a political agenda.
He's
the White House reporter for CNN. Not a big fan of the president, and you can tell that. But the real powerful position are those gatekeepers that tell people what to assign and in what direction
this
coverage
goes.
Because if you look, the most
powerful
thing
is,
yes, what are you going to cover? And it's very funny how if you check out the three big cable networks on a certain day when there's a lot of breaking news, it'll be interesting to see what CNN's covering, what Fox is covering, and what MSNBC is covering. And typically, they're not all covering the same thing.
No.
It's interesting.
Well, but it's also interesting how they get their leads. You know, they all watch the other news media. They all watch the newspapers. They look at the copy. And one of the things that's very interesting also, Jennifer and Victoria here, is that the amount of attention paid to the MSNBC, CNNs, and Foxes of the world, it really is almost laughable. Because the evening news on NBC, CBS, and ABC far outstrips in terms of total viewers what even I'm talking about, and they're only on in the morning newscasts that they do within their Today Show or whatever it is. Good Morning America, there are newscasts in there. Far many more people watch those than do the cable channels. But yet the cable channels seem to get the attention. Although we do know, we feel that there's a bias. So anyway, Does that affect how we are or how we make it through our day? I don't know. It isn't going to change my day much. It changes how we talk about things on this program. But I don't spend my day, a lot of people do, running around saying, hey, did you see what was on CNN? Yeah, I don't give a crap what was on CNN. I might use some of it for our conversational purposes, but you get all worked up about stuff like that's kind of silly. 11 and a half minutes for the hour here on the DJV show.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Jen here from the DJV show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It really is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel absolutely great. I can't tell you how much more energy I have, and I get up really, really early. So how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, actual nourishment for your body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food, and it's no wonder we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com and use discount code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink mine every single day. Not available in stores, so go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
My name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Heavily into the world of technology now. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. So Doug leads Jennifer into it. Jennifer, it leads Victoria into this, but never lead. Jennifer is, she's okay when it comes to technology, but Victoria really studies it and makes herself aware of what's going on to help you out when it comes to, for example, gadgets to help you do some of your spring cleaning. Have you started doing that, Victoria?
You know, a little bit, but I definitely feel like I want to go through the closets, and I there is something psychologically, I think, to spring cleaning. The weather, the days get a little bit longer, it's lighter, longer into the day, and I think it does make you want to kind of do a refresh, whether it's your decor or just, you know, reorganizing. So, yes, I'm definitely heading down that path, probably for the weekend.
Huh, okay.
But right. I've got some cool little gadgets that actually can help you with your spring cleaning. The first one is called Lohome. It's an automatic rolling ball electric cleaner. And it actually comes with machine washable microfiber covers, and they're designed to roll all around. You know, you've seen the Roomba, right? Those little flat disc-looking robot vacuums.
Yeah.
Well, these are colorful balls. They're a little bit bigger than a grapefruit. And so they're designed to, you turn them on, and they roll all around into your corners and everything, and they pick up all the dust. And then you take
a ball in a corner.
What?
That'd be my question.
What? A ball can't roll into, like...
Get the corners, no.
Okay, next. Anyway, so as it rolls under things and picks up the dust, you turn it off, you take the microfiber cover off, you throw it into the washing machine. Originally, a lot of people bought these because they thought it was a fun toy for a pet, and then they realized how well they actually were cleaning, and so now it's kind of taking off. The best thing is you can buy these Lohome automatic rolling ball electric cleaners on Amazon for only $12.99. So that will help you get a big kickstart into your cleaning. And if you have a power drill, which I think pretty much everybody has a drill, then the drill brush bathroom surfaces cleaning kit can actually make your bathroom look brand new. All you do is you take this, it looks sort of like a toilet brush, and it attaches right to your drill. You turn your drill on, and it gets rid of soap scum and all kinds of built-up dirt. You can use it in the shower, the sink, the toilet, wherever you need to. And that's only $14.50 on Amazon.
Sounds like an infomercial at 9 o'clock at night on or 3 o'clock in the morning.
These are, well, this is my infomercial, so back off, all right? These are my three picks that I am actually purchasing these myself. And so the coolest one of all, this is the big one. Instead of getting into certain areas where you can't really reach with a sponge or sanitize or a TV remote, things like that, you can't really clean them that well with a wet wipe. So there's this new portable, waveable wand. It's called the Verilux Clean Wave, and it's a sanitizing travel wand. And it uses UVC technology, so there's UVA, UVB, and UVC rays, and it kills germs and bacteria. So you can travel with this, and especially for someone like you, Doug, who travels a lot, you can take it on an airplane with you, and you can take it to a hotel. You can, and all you do is wave this light over the whole surface, and it kills all the bacteria. So you can get that on Amazon for $60. This is totally worth investing in. This is my favorite little find.
But the ball still doesn't get into the corner.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. That's good. That sounds, that's cool. Good advice. Here's some video game news. Atari hinting at a new updated console to rival competitors like Sony and Xbox.
The Geek Out.
The historic video game company Atari has been hinting at a new console for a while, but now have shown off the final design. We just still don't know a lot. What we do know is that it will not be called the Atari Box, but instead it'll be called Atari VCS Video Computer System. And while still vague, it does appear this new device is more of a lightweight computer for the living room than just another gaming console. It will have the classic Atari one-button joystick and a more modern two-hand controller. Now, Atari says users will be able to surf the web, access common apps like Netflix and Hulu, and it will have classic Atari games. We just don't know which ones or when. They claim $300 pre-orders will start in April, but we'll keep you posted.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, so the Kremlin is at it again, it looks like, technologically speaking, Victoria.
So months after Facebook removed hundreds of fake pages and accounts run by that Russian, well, they call it the Internet Research Academy or Association, they now announced yesterday that they found another 300 pages and accounts run by the same group, so they have taken them down. 138 Facebook pages have been removed, 70 Facebook profiles. They had over 1 million people following them. So Facebook continues with their quest to eliminate the Russian stuff.
Well, a little too late. What is it? Yep. A little too late? Yeah.
Yep.
59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.